Tish and Gabby. Catch up.
Check the moneymaker again, Gab, see what pops out. Basically, what I do is have a little look online for somebody else's invention that I want to sell here in Australia and make some coin.
Easy.
This one I have to handle very gently, to be honest with you, because this one is an entire system designed to enlarge a woman's bust line. So
you've got to handle it gently.
Okay, from a very, very beginning, I've handled it poorly. However, yep. I will move on.
Okay.
So anyway, why go for surgery? Why do any of that kind of business when you can order the Bosom Max, it's called. The Bosom Max, the entire system, which includes capsules that you take, there's a cream that you rub on, and a pink bra that massages your breasts.
Ah?
Well, don't trust me, trust this dude.
Look better than ever. Order now and start your treatment right away. Get the Bosom Max Breast Enhancer Bra with 3 levels of vibrations, the cream to increase elasticity, and the capsules to provide the nutrients for the development of your breasts.
I was a B cup at best, and I went up to a C. Now I look better, I feel more self-confident, and my modeling career is really taking off.
Just 15 minutes a day, and you too can have that attractive butt line you've always wanted with Bosom Max.
15 minutes a day, just sitting in a vibrating bra, Gab, and it promises to increase the bust line.
If it was just a vibrating bra,
yep.
I would not trust that it would do any good, but at least you I wouldn't little, think it was unhealthy. However,
you get a little taking, massage.
If you're taking capsules and rubbing cream on,
it
can't be healthy.
Ah, well, that
to
kind of stuff.
To increase breast tissue,
you
have to be ingesting some kind of hormone. I'm not okay with that.
I don't think they've put that much thought into it.
Well, I think they have because they've created it.
I think what they've done is just created a vibrating bra and then how can we use this in general?
Let's pretend to give them a capsule.
Gone. You know what?
It's really just probiotics.
What could this be used for? Increased bust size? Yeah, let's do that. Will people trust us if it's just a vibrating bra? Nah, throw in the cream and some capsules. You'll be right. Sugar tablets, probably.
Sugar tablets.
Yeah. What
and
do you
then
reckon?
Everyone's just like buying bigger bras because they're thinking that they're bigger and really they're not.
They're not.
No, I hate this idea so much.
Really?
So much. Like anything to avoid surgery is always, you know, worth sussing out and worth looking into so that you don't have to go under the knife.
Of
but
course.
That is ridiculous.
What about everything else I've brought to the table? Also ridiculous.
That's why they're on the no list.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
It's time for a pup date.
I was very distraught on Friday because I dropped my puppy Bear to the dog kennel for the very first time because I was going back to Canberra to visit my parents.
Yeah, I noticed on your Facebook you posted a photo of yourself, glasses on.
Yep.
Trying not to tear up too much.
Yeah, I was. I was absolutely horrified that I had to drop him off and leave him behind. I was so sad.
Yeah, but and the place you put him is...
It's top-notch.
Yeah,
it really is. It's called Paradise Pet Retreat. Yeah. And when I dropped
good
him off there, handed him over to Leah, who is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he started shaking and looking at me and freaking out. And I was like, gotta go. I just had to walk out of there. I couldn't stick around any longer.
You band-aided it.
I had to. I had to. So I got out of there,
awesome,
had a little tear. Off we went to the airport, went back to Canberra. Across the weekend, I called a couple of times to check in on him.
Couple? How many?
100? Once a day.
Once a day.
I was told I was only allowed to check up on him once a day.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's all I did. And
imagine
then...
imagine how many dogs they're looking after or pets in general. All the people that want to call through like every 10 minutes.
I know.
So that's
how is it now?
Yeah.
How is it now?
Yeah.
How about now?
What about now?
Yeah. Well, I did. I did call up twice and I restricted myself twice.
Yep.
And he was doing really well. He was having a really great time. So I was happy to hear that.
Mm.
I went to pick him up yesterday and I thought he would be super excited to see me.
Yep.
I thought he would be chomping at the bit to be in my arms.
Yep.
And he was kind of wandering out of his deluxe room that had a TV.
Oh, wow.
And he saw me and he turned around and went back into his room.
Is that right?
He was like, man, this is the best hotel I've ever stayed at. Why would I come home? And then I called his name and then he realised it was me.
Yeah.
He just didn't actually know it was me. And he
came
running over and he jumped up on me and he was trying to lick my face and he was all excited.
Sure.
And it turns out he had a really great time while he was on his holiday, right? They have little pools and everything, like little puppy pools.
Yeah.
Well, they're baby pools, but puppy pools.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, me saying he was drinking cocktails by the pool
was spot
not
on.
That far yeah. from the truth.
Wow.
He had a great time. He even made a little friend named Wilbur.
Yep.
Him and Wilbur, besties now.
Right.
Had a grand time.
They're going to catch up.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right.
So he had a fantastic holiday.
Oh, excellent.
As soon as we got home, checked out the house, made sure everything was where he left it, yeah. made sure his stick and everything, you know, was still on the floor,
of
ready
course.
To be chewed.
Yeah, sure.
And he hasn't left my side since until I left this morning for work. He has glued himself to me. He's like, you ain't going again.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
what a right. cutie.
Yeah, well done to him. I'm now glad he enjoyed his holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Now we just need to...
Digital detox.
I know, it wasn't even had a TV.
Oh, okay. Forget the digital detox.
He was watching Magic Mike all weekend.
Oh, okay.
He was having a grand time.
But he was off his devices, you
he
know.
Was like, yeah, that's true.
He was away from the phone. He wasn't updating his Facebook status and stuff.
I wish he was. Yeah. It would have been easier to keep up to date with what
Wouldn't
he was doing.
Wouldn't have had to make all those calls.
Yeah.
Whenever I go over to a mate's house, take some drinks with me, and anything that I don't end up drinking whilst there, I leave in his fridge. And he does the same when he comes over to my place. And we have a don't touch my booze policy. So that booze, theoretically, will stay there. Those drinks will stay in the fridge until the next time I'm there, or when he comes over, he'll bring them with him.
Just an unspoken rule.
Yeah, it's an unspoken rule, exactly. Well, it's actually a spoken rule. We've both turned to each other and said,
don't
keep your mitts off my booze. Definitely a spoken rule.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
In fact, it may have been a shouted rule at one point. Anyway, I got a text from this mate the other day. In fact, on Saturday, and he said, I'm touching your booze.
Ooh.
And I'm like, why? You know, we have a rule. And
yeah.
He said, well, I think it's okay. I need to steady my nerves. Here's just what's happened to me. He was mowing his lawn. He had this ride-on lawnmower he's never used before. One of those whiz-bang zero-turn things.
Oh, they're fun.
Just had it delivered.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, go. I'll take it for a bit of a strap around the backyard. I'll mow the lawn. All is good.
Yep.
He has a bit of a backyard that has a slope on it.
Yep.
Anyway, he was going down the slope on a wrong angle.
No.
The thing flipped on him.
No. Was he going, like, sideways along the slope rather than up and down?
Maybe. Anyway, it ended up taking a tumble on it. He couldn't get out in time, so it landed on him.
Not the blade side down?
No.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
He was pinned under the lawnmower.
Yeah.
To a point where, luckily, his wife was home. His wife had to go and get the next-door neighbour. The neighbour came to help lift.
Because they're bloody heavy.
They're huge, heavy things. Had to lift the lawnmower off him. Now, he's got a nasty gash on his leg, but no bones broken and nothing worse, which is great news. Hence the reason he needed to have a relaxing drink afterwards.
A bit of a steady of the nerves.
Yeah.
I totally understand. That's probably the only reason that you would allow someone to put their hands on your drinks.
But so many people obviously mow their lawns, especially at this time of the year, pretty much every weekend. Mm. There has to be some other stories where people have had a close encounter with a lawnmower and not necessarily come off on the best terms.
Yeah, I've been using ride-on mowers since I was probably about 13.
Yeah.
And we had such strict rules as to how to do it. But this one time, I got a bit of a pipe stuck around the blades.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, and... Luckily, Dad came out at the time, and he was like, step away from the mower.
Don't you
I
try.
Will deal with this.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I was just going to pull it out.
Yeah, no. No.
No.
All right. 13, 12, 16, we want to hear from you. Have you had a close encounter with a lawnmower and come off second best? Do you know of somebody that has? We want to hear that story. That number again, 13, 12, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Sid's on the line. Mate, what happened to you?
Oh, going back a few years ago when I was living on the Gold Coast, I was... pushing the old mower through the bloody gate, and I had sneakers on, and as I've pushed the gate, I've actually spun the bloody lawnmower around onto my foot.
Oh!
And I had the sneakers on, and it folded the top of the sneakers straight back, and the only thing I had is it lifted me big toenail. Took the hairs off the toenail.
Oh, you were so lucky. So lucky.
You nearly lost your big toe.
Then we lost the big toe.
Wow. I would have been looking down at my feet in disbelief, going, you're still there.
Well, I knew it hit something and it folded back down. I thought, well, do I want to open the top back up or...
Yeah, don't look. Don't look.
Yeah. I'm better off not knowing. Let's keep that shoe on forever.
Yeah, that's the best option. It'll be right. It's not hurting yet.
Wow. Sid, mate, that's amazing. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one. See you guys.
Now we have Terry on the line. What happened to you?
I lost two toes.
Oh,
ooh,
no way.
What happened?
So it was a freak accident. I was walking past the lawnmower, talking to the person mowing, and a blade came off at that exact moment.
Oh, no way.
You're lucky you only lost two toes.
Yeah, well, it got all five, but only two of them could not be saved.
Which two?
Third and fourth.
Third and fourth.
So you've got.
So you've still got.
Yeah, you've got a gap.
I've got a gap.
But you know what? You've still got your thumb wearing toes, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, yeah. But I managed to score me the nickname Emu.
Nice. I love Halloween. I'm obsessed with it. Yes. I love getting dressed up, mm-hmm. especially in spooky attire.
Yep.
It's one of my favourite pastimes. I do it all the time.
And congratulations on dressing up this morning in spooky attire. You're
Thank
scaring
you.
Me.
Thank
it's
you.
Really freaky.
I'm an active wear-wearing Gabby.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
It is scary.
No, but I do love Halloween, but I was never allowed to celebrate when I was a kid because my dad was against it. He thought
Didn't
it was an American
it.
Holiday. Yep. He hated it. He refused to Americanize the household, so we weren't allowed to participate.
Sure.
He's changed his tune now, but I never got to go trick-or-treating when I was a kid, and it never was really a thing back then either. Like, it's only really started to get big in Australia in the last couple of years, do you reckon?
When I was a youngster, I tried the trick-or-treating, and we just did it in our streets, and we had to send out a note, do a letterbox drop.
To warn everyone.
Just to say, hey, we're going to give this a go.
Yep.
If you don't mind, can you supply us with some goodies? And the street was pretty good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to pre-warn people.
100%, because back then it wasn't a big thing here.
That's right.
These days, though, it's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
And, like, there's all these rules, and if you put something Halloween-esque on your front door, that means you're available for trick-or-treating, put your light on, whatever. Anyway, there has been a question asked, though, because there was a 15-year-old girl who was preparing herself to go trick-or-treating tonight, and her mum put up a post online going, is that okay? Is she too old? Is 15 past the threshold for being able to go around trick-or-treating? Like, is there an age limit on trick-or-treaters? If you got a 16-year-old at your door, would you give them candy or would you be kind of annoyed that an older pre-adult was coming around
to get freebies. I'd be a little annoyed, but I'd also make sure I handed them something good because I don't want the trick part of trick-or-treating. They could be more vicious and more creative in how they trick you if they don't get a treat.
That's very true. Mm. But as a parent, should you be maybe limiting it to a certain age? 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
How old is too old to go trick-or-treating?
All right, we'd love to hear from you. Let's set the limit. Luke is on the line. Luke, what do you think the age limit should be?
Well, I'm 31 and I want to go, so I'm really interested to hear what they say.
Right.
Okay, well, I think 31 is definitely above the threshold.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Does it depend on how good your costume is? Like, if you're an adult and you're going along and you're trick-or-treating down your street, but you have a dead-set awesome costume, will that surpass the fact that there's an age there that it's probably inappropriate?
I think definitely.
I don't know. If an adult who was dressed up came to my door asking for lollies, I'd be a bit put off.
Yeah, but would you give them lollies just to move them along?
Well, probably.
Yeah, there you go. So it's worked. Yes. So it's okay.
It'd be too awkward to say no.
All right, so if you're going tonight, Luke, what are you going dressed as?
The chick from the ring.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even open my door.
No,
I am not opening my door for you, mate. It's not happening.
I'd let the dogs out, to be honest. Get them to chase you off my property. Luke, thanks for the call.
Anytime.
And now we have Lou on 13, 12, 16. What do you think the threshold is, Lou?
I think they should be able to do it until they're old enough to go to a function at the pub.
So until you're of age.
Are they just supposed to have nothing to do for a couple of years between 15 and 18?
That's a good question.
Let them trick and treat till I can go to a function somewhere else, an adult function.
Are there any underage parties, though, from maybe like 16 to 18? Maybe there's a Halloween party for under 18s?
No, I don't know. I don't have any that age group now, but I would think that would be fair. I'd be happy to give a 15-year-old chocolate, but I live in the country, we don't get that easy.
Yeah. As long as they're dressed up, like as long as they get into it.
Because
if I had a 17-year-old just in their normal school uniform or something come around asking me for lollies, I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
put in a bit of effort.
I wouldn't think they have to be doing the whole thing,
Yeah. Got to put in a fair effort, then you deserve to get rewarded with some lollies and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Let's talk heading off to work today. A lot of people heading off to work. A lot of people getting dressed right now, getting ready for work. Well, look down at your feet. What are you wearing? Just standard shoes?
I'm wearing joggers.
Yes, that's good, built for comfort. Very, very nice. But there is a shoe retailer that has said, you know what? If you want to increase productivity around the workplace, get people to come to work in their slippers.
Ooh.
Slippers. Ugg boots even, I would say, at a stretch. Why not?
I do that in winter.
Do you?
I'm very I'm very much about the comfort and the warmth in winter. And I specifically got black Ugg boots so that they kind of look like shoes.
Yep.
So if you wear pants over the top of them.
Fancy ones.
No one can tell unless they look really closely.
Yeah. Well, apparently wearing slippers in the workplace will boost the mood of your employees because people are just comfort.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice and warm. Your toes are snuggly and warm, which is great as well. And therefore, increased productivity.
I had a friend who used to wear heels. She had to wear, like, you know, professional attire because she was in the sales department. So she'd wear heels to the office, but she had slippers under her desk.
I think that's a great idea.
So
and
she'd
I think,
just swap them out.
You know what? If the boss says, no, you're not allowed to wear slippers to work, well, to work and from work, you wear your work shoes.
Yeah.
At work. They didn't say at work.
They said
at
to work.
Work. If you're sitting down at a desk, all right, you keep your slippers under the desk and then you whack them on when you're just there.
Yeah.
And then,
I think that's a good, you know, compromise in
the
middle.
Idea.
You still look professional when needed, but you can be comfortable when you're just chilling in the office.
And if you're out on the work site, I'm sure that somebody makes steel-capped slippers. All right.
Steel-cap Uggs.
Yeah.
I'm sure that exists.
And if they don't, I will. Give me 6 months to 10 years. Somewhere in between there, I'll get some sorted for you.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.